Diary Fragments, August to November. California, New York, Massachusetts. August 16th, 1901 to November 27th, 1901. Spoke intent at Los Angeles to a large audience in regard to the duty of parents to their children. I spoke 1 hour Friday morning before 6. I could but urge on the parents the necessity of education of their children, for this is the very foundation stone of the building of character. August 17th, 1901, Los Angeles. We had a large audience, the large tent crowded full. I spoke from Isaiah 58, and what a chapter of reproof, of correction in righteousness, of plainly marking out the way of the Lord. It is not merely profession and zeal in a false faith, but it is practical godliness. It is Bible religion. It is doing justice and mercy and elevating the purest principles of the kingdom of God. Southern California Camp Meeting was appointed for August 8th to 18th, 1901. Sister White attended. Pacific Union Recorder, August 15th, 1901, page 16. September 16th, 1901, St. Helena. This day has been a day of constant labor. I have written much for Willie White to take with him on his journey. The state of our publishing institutions weighs heavily on my mind. October 17th, 1901, St. Helena. This has been a busy day. I thank the Lord I was able to sleep until 2:30 a.m. I commenced writing as soon as possible and wrote 12 pages of calligraph matter to Elder Haskell, Elder Daniels, several pages, to Brother Sutherland, several pages. I am brain weary. My soul is wading through perplexity in regard to the state of things in our publishing institutions. I am pressed as a cart beneath sheaves. W.C. White leaves St. Helena for his tour to Battle Creek. Will be gone 4 or 8 weeks. We have had much conversation together in regard to many things. After dinner, we took our large carriage to the accommodation of Willie's family, himself and wife, and 3 of the younger children, and Sarah McEnterfer. We felt sad to have Willie go, but it is a necessity, and there is no use to mourn over things that cannot be helped. Brother Ballinger visited me today, and we had quite a lengthy talk. September 25th, 1901, St. Helena. Awoke this morning at 1 o'clock. I have been pleading with the Lord and committing to Him the keeping of my soul. It is now 3:30, 2 hours more sleep than for several weeks. I thank the Lord this morning that I slept more hours than I have done for several weeks, and my heart is peaceful and trustful in God. His presence is very dear to me. I love my Savior. I had important matters presented to me, that to every man God has committed a special work. November 24th, 1901, New York City. Could not sleep after 1:30. I am much perplexed. I have much light presented to me. I would be very much relieved could I express the intense interest I have for the people in the cities that have never yet been worked. I have yesterday, Sabbath, had the pleasure of speaking in Trenton. Sister White and Sarah McEnterfer took train November 7th for New York City. South Lancaster, Massachusetts. This is my 74th birthday. I thank the Lord for the grace and health He has given me up to this time. At present, I am suffering from a severe cold. My throat and mouth are very sore. I always suffer when speaking in a small, crowded hall, as I did at Trenton. Our people there, Trenton, are in great need of a plain, neat, substantial meeting house. Some may ask, why does Sister White always use the words plain, neat, and substantial when speaking of buildings? It is because I wish our buildings to represent the perfection God requires from His people. This entry from MS 127, 1901, page 1. November 27th, 1901. South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Sunday the 24th was a rainy, disagreeable day. I was surprised at the attendance in the hall in New York City. There was a very much larger number than we could reasonably expect. I spoke from 1 John 3. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking His word. The blessing of the Lord seemed to attend the word spoken. May the Lord bless the hearers. This entry from MS 130, 1901, page 1.